KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports this morning. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports and Major League Baseball action last night, Matt Carpenter slammed his National League leading 31st home run, and Yadier Molina added a solo shot and three RBIs, sending the Cardinals to a 7-1 win at Miami. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Carpenter's blast broke a 1-1 tie in the sixth inning of the Redbirds' third straight win. John Gant gave up a run and two hits over six innings before the St. Louis bullpen finished off a three-hitter. Elsewhere in the National League last night, the Mets over Cincinnati 8-0. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 4-3. Arizona down Washington 6-0. Atlanta over Washington by an 8-3 score. It was Milwaukee over San Diego 8-4. In interleague play, the Royals crushed the Cubs 9-0 as Heath Philmyer allowed three singles over seven innings for his first major league win. Anthony Rizzo drilled Philmyer with a line drive on the left foot on the third pitch of the game, but Philmyer stuck around and didn't allow another hit until David Bote and Tommy LaStella singled with one out in the seventh inning. Adalberto Mondesi and Drew Butera drove in three runs apiece in that rout. Elsewhere is Oakland over the Dodgers 3-2. In American League play, Texas beat Seattle 11-7. The Angels over Detroit 6-0. Boston beat Toronto 10-5. Baltimore over Tampa Bay 5-4. Cleveland beat Minnesota 5-2. And the Yankees over the White Sox by a 7-3 final. Also in baseball news, Washington Nationals right-hander Kelvin Herrera has been placed on the 10-day disabled list with a right rotator cuff impingement. Nationals manager Dave Martinez said the problem is inflammation, stressing that there's no structural damage. Herrera was taken out of Tuesday's 3-1 loss to Atlanta after surrendering a tie-breaking two-run triple in the ninth inning. Washington already is without their closer, Sean Doolittle. He's on the disabled list with a foot injury. University of Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz announced Wednesday that two additional players will face a one-game suspension due to violating team policy and rules. Alaric Jackson and Cedric Lattimore will both miss Iowa's September 1st contest against Northern Illinois. Ferentz said, as coach of one of the most important decisions is to hold student-athletes accountable. It's painful for the players and the team to impose a suspension, but we have high standards and there is an expectation that all players abide by the rules. The player infraction is not a legal matter. Violation of team policy or rules can include academic performance, attendance, timeliness, behavior, effort, and engagement. The issues surfaced in late spring, and both players were given guidelines to meet and milestones to achieve over the past 10 weeks. Ferentz said their response has been excellent, and he's very pleased with how they're meeting the expectations. Jackson is a sophomore offensive tackle. Lattimore is a junior defensive lineman. The announcement means four Hawkeyes will not participate in the season opening game against Northern Illinois. Defensive lineman Brady Reef and offensive lineman Tristan Wirfs were previously given one-game suspensions for alcohol-related violations. Well, scoring should not be a problem for Northern Iowa this season. The Panthers have plenty of experience back on offense from last year's team that finished 8-5 and made it to the FCS playoffs.
We do look physically better than we did last year at this time. And, of course, we probably have more experience at some of those positions, those line positions where you need experience. They're a little bit older, and you're starting to see that development right now when they're in their second, third, fourth year here. So that's starting to show up visibly as much as physically what I'm seeing on the field.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley. Grinnell native Eli Dunn returns for his senior season at quarterback.
Eli Dunn is an experienced quarterback, a physical strong quarterback for us, and physically he can make the throws that you need to, as you would expect a fifth-year senior should be.
Farley expects Dunn to take his game to the next level.
Where he'll get tested and where he's made progress is that taking on that role of what all quarterbacks have to have is that factor of where a team has to surround you and believe in you, making those last two-minute drives, that type of thing, which means you have to have great confidence.
Farley considers senior running back Marcus Waymiller as the leader of the offense and the team.
He does the right things off the field. He cares about the university. He worked in the marketing department this summer as an internship. He's down at the State House trying to do an internship there for his political science degree. The guy is doing everything he can to make himself the best he can as a student, and he's by far doing everything he can to make himself the best football player, too. So Marcus kind of carries a load of what UNI is, in my opinion, not just UNI football.
The Panthers are ranked 13th in the preseason FCS poll, and they'll open up September 1st with a visit to the 24th-ranked Montana squad to open their season. In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers have signed offensive lineman Tyler Larson to a 2-year contract extension through the 2020 season. Financial terms of the contract were not immediately available. Larson has played in 23 games with 15 starts over the last two seasons with Carolina, working at center and guard. Larson is viewed by coach Ron Rivera as the team's long-term replacement for Ryan Khalil, who's already said 2018 will be his final NFL season. The extension comes after the Panthers lost starting offensive lineman Darrell Williams and Amini Situlu to injuries during training camp. Browns rookie receiver Antonio Callaway had bullets and gun parts in his car when he was cited for marijuana possession, according to dash camera video obtained by TMZ. The video shows an officer asking Callaway to step out of his vehicle after the officer smells marijuana following a routine traffic stop. Callaway cooperates, and later one officer tells his partner that he became real nervous when he found the bullets and a strap for a Glock handgun in the vehicle. There's no mention of the ammunition or gun parts in the report filed by Strongsville, Ohio police. The 49ers will honor former tight end Dwight Clark with a season-long celebration of his life that will include unveiling a statue of the catch. All 49ers players will wear 87 helmet decals throughout the season, and Levi's Stadium Field will have bunting paying tribute to Clark during all 49ers games. Clark was suffering from ALS when he died in June at the age of 61. The wife of Los Angeles Chargers owner Alex Spanos died Tuesday night of undisclosed causes at age 92. Faye Spanos married Alex Spanos in 1948, and they raised four children in Stockton, California. Alex Spanos built a billion-dollar fortune in real estate and construction during their marriage, and he purchased a majority share in the San Diego Chargers in 1984. Well, college basketball players who go undrafted by the NBA will be allowed to return to school and play as part of a sweeping NCAA reform in the wake of a corruption scandal. The rule changes include allowing players to work with an agent while declaring for the NBA draft. College players would have to request an evaluation from the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee on their draft prospects. The rules would also allow elite high school players to work with an agent if the NBA removes its one-and-done rule. The agent would have to be certified by the NCAA no later than August of 2020. Until then, agents certified by the NBA Players Union would qualify. Those changes reflect the recommendations made in April by the Rice Commission, led by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. It was formed in response to an FBI investigation into payments from shoe companies to coaches for steering players to certain schools. And attorneys for imprisoned sports doctor Larry Nassar have appealed his other sentence for sexually assaulting women and girls who sought treatment for injuries. The Lansing State Journal reports that the former Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics doctor's attorneys filed a motion in Eaton County Circuit Court seeking a new judge and sentencing hearing for Nassar on the three sexual assault charges that he pleaded guilty to in November. They recently made a similar request in a separate case in Ingham County, where dozens of Nassar's accusers spoke during a televised sentencing earlier this year of the harm that he caused them. The judges in both cases sentenced Nassar to a minimum of 40 years behind bars. Nassar also has a pending appeal of his 60-year federal prison sentence for possessing child pornography. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.